to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Still can't believe they think Ron Zook's going to be back for 2011. I'm surprised he's back for 2010.
Ron Zook's going to be getting the hook if he don't get to New Year's Day.
Jack Ebling here with the birthday boy, Tom Crawford, tomorrow celebrating number 54.
54, Chris Spielman.
Got big plans, right,
Steve
Tom?
Steve Graves, D-line from Michigan.
Robert Traylor.
Remember Stevie Graves? You remember Steve Graves? That guy was cut, man. That guy had some guns on him. Whoa. Woo!
Let's go out to our phones. Let's try line one. How about Dave from Ann Arbor?
He
hello,
been a
Dave.
Bodybuilder, Steve Graves. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Jack and Tom.
How you doing?
Very well. And Tom, happy birthday day
well,
in advance.
Thank you. Appreciate
now,
that.
Let me give a try here to try to figure out just why the Michigan fight song gets booed at every Big Ten basketball tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear this.
You know, Doug Karch has talked about this, too. He wonders why. And I don't know if anybody's figured it out exactly, but like you said, Jack, it can't be just jealousy because it doesn't happen to Ohio State.
No.
So I think part of it may be what was mentioned earlier about Michigan's tendency to whine about the officiating all the time. But I wonder if there's something else at work where maybe the fans of these other schools kind of feel that Michigan is a little bit fraudulent and that they love to brag about how they are a higher standard in terms of the athletes they accept, the academic standards, that they won't tolerate criminals, things like that. And then they actually see that in reality, Michigan has just as many criminals as any other school, and they have just as many academic frauds as any other school. So it's like they're pretending that they're Stanford, while in reality they're a lot more like Florida and Florida State and Ohio State and all the rest.
Welcome to the Dave and Tom Show. I could not have said that any better, Dave. Thank you very much. Tom, your reaction to those comments?
Thanks for the call, Dave. Well, you know, I think that's a little bit of a broad brush there, or and it, you know, it's not.
I think it's Picasso.
I don't think that. I don't think. First of all, Michigan is not Florida. Okay, Michigan blows away. Don't compare Michigan to Florida academically.
Yeah,
that's,
Michigan doesn't have
that's
Aaron
a
Andrews.
Fraudulent statement. I mean, Florida right. is a joke academically to the University of Michigan. You know it. I know it. Sam knows it. So you know that
yeah,
for the credit
with that one.
I mean, any school in the SEC doesn't compare with any Big Ten school. I think maybe there's some validity to the fact that you know Michigan people build their academics up, but it's a tough school, and it's a tough school to get into right now. It's a great school. Michigan's a great school. There's no question about it in my mind.
Remember,
it's not a perfect school, though.
Remember Inside Sports magazine?
Yeah.
They did a piece, and now that we're going back a couple of decades, but I think the numbers might still hold. And they compared the admission standards, the SAT, ACT scores, mm-hmm. for athletes versus non-athletes.
Yeah.
And Michigan, for non-athletes, was way up there. And for athletes, it was like a lot of other schools.
Right.
And they said the gap between the two and the ability for athletes to compete in a non-structured setting where they actually went in was tougher at Michigan than any school in the country except
Rice. I mean, the
Rice.
Gap the gap was larger.
The gap was larger between the
– That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me at all.
And which leads to special curriculums and sports management.
A lot of tutoring going on.
Yeah.
Out to Jerry we go.
All right, let's bring in Jerry from Lansing. Hello, Jer.
Good morning, Jack. Tom, happy birthday. I mean that with every sincere bone in my body.
Okay, I'll believe
one
it,
of them.
I guess.
I'm normally not sentimental about birthdays, and I'm not
either.
To start today either.
It's no big deal to me.
Did you get Jerry's card and gift?
I mean, I would ask you how does it feel being 85, but you know that's an
54.
Old joke.
54.
By the way, Tom.
Yeah.
I see signs of life here, okay? As I haven't hit this too hard. You've been a little dry in the Crawford Sports Dictionary department.
Have
in recent
I?
Months, Tom. I don't know what the
I have
problem
been.
Is.
It has been.
Maybe
been very
too
conservative.
Much time at Crawford Indoor. You know, I don't know. But I saw a couple of, you know, maybe buds of hope here. The sandwich, the sports sandwich in Grand Ledge. You know, I like that, Tom. That's a nice
sandwich.
Visual image, you know. Talking to Finnemore about not being in the schoolhouse, Tom.
Got to be in the schoolhouse.
Got to be in the schoolhouse.
I think the coach should be in the schoolhouse. That's
okay.
That's just me. It's
what
just
is this,
you know,
little house,
Tom,
on the prairie?
Yeah, really, lighthouses, Tom.
You know where that comes from?
Of cloudiness.
No, that comes from watching too many reruns of the Andy Griffith Show. I do think I live in Mayberry, North Carolina. I yearn to live in Mayberry, North Carolina, where everything is peaceful and tranquil.
Well, you may just get your wish, my friend.
I hope you and your son Opie have a nice weekend.
I mean, those aren't on the level of, you know, kickball or green bellies, but I do see hope.
And I pissed off Susie Merchant today too, so it's been a hell of a day. Okay, I want to see a high school basketball game between Mayberry and Mount Pilot. Man, I bet you they're hanging from the rafters.
Well, maybe
bigger
for the
crowd
next
than
show.
Have a Chrysler.
Anyway, guys, Tom, I want to thank you for the baseball. Yeah, you guys for the baseball talk right out.
We went solid
right out of the gate.
We talked, and then we with Trevor Thompson. We actually served up some legitimate questions.
I was really impressed by it.
Hey, Jared, I didn't know what the hell I was talking about, but it sounded good.
Did the Yankees pick up any players in the last 10 minutes? They got a couple more last night. I see Lance Berkman, huh?
Call me in 10 minutes. They're not going to be shut out of this, but. No, let's say it's still July. I appreciate the baseball talk, guys, and it's been a good day. It's a reunion weekend for me.
Oh, okay, Gabriel Shamrock's getting together, huh?
That's right.
Gino Baldino.
Damn, he is old, man. Gabriel Shamrock.
Your name came up last night, Jack. Okay.
How many of those guys do I owe money to?
Honorary alumnus of Lance and Gabriel.
Well, it's not often you hear the words Ebling and effigy in the same sentence, but you know we worked out it pretty good. And I just got a call from my twin brother. He surprised me. He's coming up, driving up from Libertyville.
Hey, Tom, I got bad news for you.
Wow.
There are two of them. There's a twin brother.
Okay, Chair, thanks so much. Hey, embrace the reunion.
Can I recruit? I mean, come on. I've been working on him for 2 weeks on this thing. So.
Okay. Enjoy
thanks,
your relationship.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
Hey, have a great weekend, guys.
Okay. Go Rocks. Go Shamrocks.
You know, we ought to have at least a birthday wish. Scott, what do you think we'll get? Let Tom pick a guest and give you all week to work on it. That'll be the birthday present.
Aaron Andrews.
I've got her cell number. You can probably get her. I thought you were going to have something a little tougher.
I want a video conference her, though, instead.
I thought you wanted, like, Fielding Yost or somebody. Channel the Dead with the Ouija board. Now, who do you want next week?
I'll have to think about it. You caught me off guard here with about 30 seconds to go. We gotta wrap things up. You got to do it. You got to get your outro here, whatever we call it, smoothly. Don't do the speed talking crap where you're thanking people. Think, you know, do this deliberately.
Plan it. Do you want to do this?
No, I want you to do it.
For a birthday,
somebody read
just
the list.
It, Jack, you're steering the ship. You're the point guard. I'm the two man, okay? Act like a point guard, Mateen Cleaves.
All right. I want to thank all of our special guests and all of our callers today. And Sam the Answer Man for coming in studio. Appreciate that. And Steve Finnemore, also in studio, the new head basketball coach.
Does he look like Scott Van Pelt?
He does, a little bit.
Okay, keep going.
Scott Van Pelt with a New York accent. And wish him luck with the Trojans. Pat Fitzgerald, the head football coach of the Northwestern Wildcats. Bill Lynch, Indiana Hoosiers head coach. Trevor Thompson of Fox Sports Detroit.
Here you go. Now you got to run. You're running out of time.
Well, if you'd shut up, I could finish this. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, and Rico Beard of Fox 2 Detroit. And I've got time to spare. I'm always early, Tom.
Smooth.
I want you to know that.
How much time we got now, Scott? Five? Four?
Plenty of time to say. We'll talk to you next week. For Scott Eckersley and Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling saying have a great weekend.